Browns Insider is driven by Liberty Ford.
Welcome back to Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. This season, the Browns had some memorable plays in all three phases of the game. Let's send it back over to Jim Donovan, who is rejoined with Vic Carucci and Doug Deacon at Cleveland Browns Stadium to find out their favorite moments of the 2012 season. Jim!
Thanks very much, Jameer. Back with Vic and Doug as we go through some of our moments of the 2012 NFL season with the Cleveland Browns. Okay, let's talk about offensively first. First of all, I mean, the offense was a long way from where it was last year because the Browns had some pop. They had some playmakers, and you could see it right away. Trent Richardson right away. Cincinnati, week number two. Now, remember, he had just come back from the impending knee surgery during the preseason. He hadn't played at all. He had a sluggish game against Philadelphia in the opening game because that was his first time back on the field. Down in Cincinnati, bang, he takes a couple of plays, but he took a little swing pass, and then he took about seven Bengals with him, Vic, and went into the end zone, and that's when you said, oh, baby, have we got something here.
As exciting a run, and it wasn't the longest run, 20-something yards after the catch, as I might have seen covering football, and I've covered a lot of football. I mean, that was an incredible play. It had everything. It had that elusiveness. It had the power, but it told us a lot about what Trent Richardson is, and you know what he established that day? He's a guy who will get into the end zone, and the Browns had not had that in their backfield for such a long time.
Let's talk a little bit about Greg Little. He had some highlight moments. He ended up with four touchdowns, I believe, on the season. He had a terrific catch in Indianapolis against the Colts when the Browns had given up an early touchdown. They went down the field, and they got in the red zone, and Brandon Whedon on a third down pass rifled the ball in the back of the end zone, and Vic Little made a great catch. And then he got his feet in.
Yeah, falling backward, I think tipping it to himself and keeping the feet in all at once. Great concentration. I liked what this season was for Greg Little. I thought it was a growing up process for him, and I think he took some big strides with that. He showed a lot of immaturity as a rookie, a lot of drops. He showed immaturity early in this season with drops and just kind of unnecessary celebration. He calmed that act down, and I think he got serious about his profession.
And too many times we've seen receivers, if they're not the guy, they just kind of go halfway. But he became the guy that was knocking people on running plays. He was a great blocker as he went on, and he came more consistent with his hands.
Let's go over to the defensive side where the Browns really had a lot of sacks, and they ended up with sacks and turnovers and interceptions. That combination spells a much better defense. I mean, it really does, whether it's the Browns or any other team in the NFL. Now, the defensive highlight game for me, and I hope for the two of you, was right behind us here at Cleveland Browns Stadium in November, right after Thanksgiving, when the Browns hosted the Steelers and came up with eight turnovers in the ballgame.
Well, that goes back to what we were talking about, the attitude they have against the Steelers now. It's not like, okay, here come the Steelers. Oh, they're the big tough guy. No. We're the big tough guys. You're in our house.
Yeah. Vic, as we move along, Joe Hayden, the Browns with Joe Hayden are a lot better than the Browns are without Joe Hayden.
Right.
And that showed up. I mean, when they didn't have Joe Hayden, simply they didn't win.
Yeah, in a season of what might have been or what ifs, the fact that he missed those four games with the suspension, then a fifth game injured, was a problem for this team because Joe Hayden is one of the very best corners in the league, and you can't take him out of the equation and expect the team, the defense, to have the same result.
I say the same thing in a radio booth. Doug Deacon with Jim Donovan is a lot better than without Jim Donovan.
To special teams we go. Play of the year, Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs get off to a good start. Jamal Charles hits the Browns with a big run, and they're into the end zone. And then all of a sudden, the Browns line up to return a punt, and it's the same old formation. Josh Cribbs is back. Suddenly, Cribbs sneaks up to the line. Travis Benjamin goes back. The Browns show punt block. They go after the punt, and Benjamin ends up hitting an incredible return right here at the stadium. I mean, that's why you come to the ball game.
Jim, I would say this, and again, this is a head coach in Pat Shurmur who's no longer with this team, but the one, I think, defining mark of this season was more aggressiveness as a guy in his second year, and you could see it with those chances that were taken and some of the risks of calling, you know, creative plays like that, not only on special teams but in other parts of the team. But you do that too because you have players that you can believe can carry this stuff out. That happening later in the year was another case of younger players getting it. I don't know that you'd do that earlier in the season.
And justice was finally served in the NFL when Phil Dawson finds out that he's going to the Pro Bowl in his 14th year here as a wonderful kicker. I mean, just we have watched professionalism and now everybody else is going to see it, but we have watched it game in and game out.
Yeah, and you won't find a more solid person in your locker room. And the thing about Phil Dawson is, you know, if you take the fact that he's, you know, maybe 80, 90 yard, or points short of Lou Groza, but think of all the extra points that he's short because he leads them in field goals. So
sure.
All of a sudden, you know, the offense, otherwise he'd be the leading scorer forever.
All right, so Jameer, those are some of the great moments and the electric moments that we thought offensively, defensively, and on special teams for the Browns in 2012. We're going to go on the clock. We'll draft for the Browns when we meet you later on in the show.
Thanks, Jim. Browns fans, don't go anywhere because when we come back, we wrap it up as the guys break down the Browns' 2013 draft needs.
I think you go pass rusher and somebody, whether it's an end or a linebacker, depending on what the scheme is going to look like, to enhance and give them better ability to get to the quarterback.